You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. Hello, hello. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa.
Hello.
A little bit of pizzazz today.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Hope everyone's had an amazing weekend.
Big travel weekend. Everyone's getting ready for the 4th of July. And there was a Canadian holiday yesterday, too.
Yep. Yesterday was Canada Day.
Okay.
And, for me, it was more of a handle dogs with fireworks type of night. So
that's what everyone else gets to look forward to this week, I'm sure. Especially the 4th 100%. Of July. Yeah, fireworks are shooting off all week, I'm sure. Everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be in the States this year to celebrate it. But from experience, and I can say a lot of money gets burned.
That's true.
Quite so stay literally. Safe. Stay safe.
And protect the puppies. I know. Oh, yeah. As they bark in the background.
I know.
See, maybe there's fireworks going on right now.
It's the after celebration, most likely.
Yeah. Well, it's like peak hours right now anyway. Wait, what time is it? 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. So fireworks. It's time for fireworks to go off.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't gotten dark yet, which is good. It's been getting dark a lot later now.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get it. Usually it'll be dark at around 10:30 p.m.
Oh, nice.
Which is really, really, really nice.
Yeah. So it's a big, big weekend. And big weekend, big week, another big weekend. Like, it's the most traveled weekend I'm hearing. Last weekend and this coming weekend is going to be like the most traveled weekend since Thanksgiving.
Oh,
for
wow.
Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, the busiest day is going to be Friday and I think Wednesday. And then that last weekend, too, all the airports are packed.
You know what? I could see that. But I think this coming weekend is going to be busy from people coming back from their trips.
Right. Yeah, they pick all the different days to leave, but they all come back around the same time.
Yeah, they'll take the week off and then they'll come back next week and this weekend's going to be absolutely crazy. If you are traveling, wishing you the safe travels, and hopefully you don't get any delays. I've heard there's a lot of delays going on right now.
Yeah. Well, yes, I've had an adventure so far.
Yeah.
I'm actually part of history now. I think I've become officially part of history this week. At least that's what my travel insurance people have said.
Do you want to go over the story? Because it's a very interesting one.
So I'm in the Caribbean. I was supposed to go to Barbados on Saturday and Sunday. And Hurricane Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L.
Beryl.
Right? speaking all these different languages and pronouncing things differently. So it came in and officially was supposed to hit Barbados on Monday. But at least it moved a little bit. It went a little bit south of that. So I've been stuck in Trinidad since Saturday, which it's not a bad place to be. I'm in the Caribbean, but I was supposed to be in Barbados instead. And so the path of the hurricane, it was a Cat 5, which they say is unheard of in June. I think they said the last time a Cat 5 came in June was like 30 or 40 years ago. I don't know. And then it turned into it's a Cat 4, and then it turned into a Cat 5, so it's been like 30 or 40 years, and it's on its way to Jamaica right now, but it went through Barbados, in between Barbados and Trinidad, and then hit Grenada, and so it went through the ocean, and then picked up and became a Cat 5, and now it's on its way to Jamaica, but all the flights have been canceled, so all the flights going out as of Saturday or Sunday have been canceled, so you can't really go anywhere. They did release some flights, so some people have been coming back in now, but everything's booked trying to go out. Everyone's on emergency evacuation on all the islands, and most of the islands, when you fly, There's some direct. I came in from Miami, so some of them are direct, and then some of them are layovers. And the layovers are in the other Caribbean islands. They're in the path of the hurricane, which is lots of fun. But everybody's been accommodating and in good spirits, and I still need to get to Barbados somehow.
Somehow.
I may swim. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a long swim.
It'd probably be like faster for me to swim at this point, but this is why you have travel insurance. So, yes.
Yeah, always pay for travel insurance. Make sure that you have the, I'd say one of the two levels, because there's usually two levels, but the higher one is always the better one. I'd say the more expensive one is probably
right.
Like $25,000.
Right.
Like coverage, yeah. And then the lower one is $2,500.
Yeah, I think it's $10,000 and $2,500. But so, okay. But it's for the whole entire trip. So it's as long as you're away from your house, or your home, over 100 miles, you can continue on your voyage and you can continue on with the travel insurance. And most airplane travel insurance is like $25 to $50 just for the airline insurance. And then if you book it with the hotel and you book their travel insurance, all it covers is the hotel, and that's like another $25 to $50. Excuse me, but I have insurance that covers all of my trip. One second. I've been talking too much lately. I've been on the phone with travel insurance and airlines all day. One second.
It's been a hectic week, but a very busy travel week. It's like the world is saying, everybody stay home, stop traveling. Everyone wants to go out, and then natural events occur, and it's like, nope, Miami.
Yeah, just bring the sunshine. Yeah, just bring the sunshine in. No, but so there's travel insurance that I have, and I've been using it for a while. Like, I was stuck on the island of Greece. I had talked about that before too. But this time, as long as I'm over 100 miles away from my home and I haven't gone back home yet, my travel insurance, whatever time frame I booked it for, is in effect. And so, like, I've been to multiple locations on the same travel insurance, and it only costs me about $200 for the whole entire month. So it includes flight cancellation, flight delay or travel delay, travel interruption. So I'm in the interruption right now. And then it includes immediate emergency evacuation. So I've been in contact with them too. Just, I don't have a medical emergency or anything. It's just, if I get stuck and I can't get out, they help find other travel arrangements. If you have the premium, you get $35,000 in car travel for car rental. It has medical. So if I'm out, so that's one of the main reasons I get it, is when I'm out of the country, my medical doesn't cover me out. Most people's medical doesn't cover them out of the country, but this covers me medical out of the country. It also has emergency dental, which is pretty awesome. It's like $750 in emergency dental.
That's really good.
Yeah. And a lot of other different things. So like interruption, cancellation, delay, car insurance. And it only ended up costing me $200, which is great. And I've used it every single time I've traveled. So it's always helped out. And so like when you're on a trip, I mean, you have enough stress as there is, and like there's always delays, you know, sometimes the airlines will be delayed, and if you have to end up rebooking, that's covered too. So I always have travel insurance just in case, and then you're a little bit more peace of mind, like, okay, I'm stuck, you know, there's not much I can do, but at least I have travel insurance to get me through to my next destination or where I need to be. But in the interim, I'm in Trinidad. And the weather's been like decent. We've been protected because Trinidad has a lot of mountains. So when the hurricane comes through and it hit a lot of the other islands, it didn't affect this as much. We got a lot of rain and then some wind, but I'm kind of like in the protection of the mountains over here. So it's been pretty good, but I'm just stuck. So that's okay. Here we are. And then I got a smoking deal too, which makes it even more frustrating.
you got the deal, and then they basically took it away from you.
Great prices on flights because I have that travel hack. So like my flights only had to pay for the upgrade, like business class, and my other when you exit out of the Caribbean, you pay taxes, like Caribbean taxes from whatever country it is. So that's an extra fee that's not normally tacked on to most flights. So that's just when I leave, but not when I come in. So I got like smoking deal on flights. And then I also got a smoking deal on like a week in Barbados, like steps to the sand, one bedroom in a resort for only $250 for the whole entire week. And it's normally like $300 a night.
Ooh.
But I'm not there. So that's the only problem.
Ouch. Yeah, but it is what it is.
But it's my travel hack. So I was able to get it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go. And then here I am.
And now you're in Trinidad.
Right?
It's like, now, I was going to be in Barbados.
Yeah, but so I still anticipate going. I might be there next week when we're on, or we'll see. We'll see where I'm at next week. Never know, right?
Really, you never know at this point.
Never know. I'm just going to spin a globe and then pick a place and then go.
Who knows? You could be in Europe next week.
Maybe. Never know.
That's the dream. That's the dream. That's what everyone wants, right? It's just the ability to go and travel and have fun.
Right. You know, I mean, most people, the end of their life, that's the thing that they always say that they wish they did the most of was travel, right? Yep. Travel and connection with friends and family and loved ones. It's like a thing.
I need to travel more.
Yes.
But that's
now I probably scared everybody though, and now nobody wants to go.
No. I don't think you scared everyone. I think you just opened their eyes to like anything can happen when you're traveling. Always get your travel insurance,
right?
And make sure you're prepared for everything because you never know what's going to happen.
Right, but I mean, as long as I have my cell phone and a laptop and Wi-Fi, I'm good to go. So. My Wi-Fi isn't as strong, we found out. So I'm not on my laptop. I'm on my cell phone right now talking to everybody. But we have decent cell over here, so that's good.
It's decent. But you know what? Make do with whatever you have, and then we move forward, right? Push, push, push.
Right.
It's a good life lesson. Be ready for absolutely anything, and if an obstacle comes your way, just be able to push past it. They'll never bring you down.
Yeah, and you have great stories to tell, right?
And you're part of history.
You always have part of history and great stories to tell. Like, what would a travel adventure be without a great story?
It wouldn't be a travel adventure. There's always a great story when you're traveling. Always. Right.
Yeah. I mean, the people that you meet and the stories that they tell you, too. So there's always something exciting. It's new people, new adventures. New cultures, food. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, you're eating some food that I'm not particularly fond of, so.
Yeah, this is different food. It's like, I mean, it's island food, but there's a lot of curry out here. Yes.
Curry and salads. Oh.
Yeah, I like salads.
I'm not a big salad person, so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fare well. I would not fare well.
I'm sure they can find something else for you.
Probably.
But, yeah. So in like Bahamas, there's like jerk chicken, which is spicy chicken. And ooh, like each of the islands have their own different little flair, but kind of the same. So whenever
along
you go.
The same lines.
Huh?
It's along the same lines.
Yeah.
It's like when you travel in Europe, if you're going like, it's like the different regions in Europe, everyone has their own specific like dish or type of food that they eat.
Right.
You know, in Greece, if you're by the sea, you're eating a lot of fish. And then if you're closer inland, you're having gyro on a pita.
Right.
And then if you go to like the States, the US is actually probably one of the most diverse places in the world for in terms of food.
Right.
Every state has its own signature.
Yeah, like each city too, if you're coastal or inland, or if you're in the States and different parts and east or west coast, a little bit different. Even though they may have like different type of food that are similar, they'll have a spin on it based on whatever region or area you're in.
Yeah.
Like Mexican food.
Like North Carolina, you go and you get barbecue.
I've been to North Carolina yet. I don't think I've been. No, I haven't.
Somewhere I've been where you haven't.
on the checklist. Let's go.
But there's like smoking deals to Europe right now too. So that's kind of tempting. You can fly out of some of the major cities right now to Europe for $150, even though it's peak season.
Holy, $150?
$150 one way, yeah. That's still cheap.
That's super cheap.
Yeah, so like you can fly in to Europe out of like one of the major cities. I think they're doing it out of Canada too, though. And so you fly out of the major cities and then you fly directly into like Oslo or LGW, which is London Gatwick, or fly into Dublin or fly into like one of the majors, Copenhagen, Denmark. And then from there, then you just country hop. So like if you're flying in from a major city in the States, you fly into a major city in Europe and then you go from country to country because they're a lot closer over there on the flights and they're a lot cheaper. Some of the flights are like $29. Like you can go
$29 for a flight. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. So you come in from like LA and then you go into say Lisbon and like, and then from there, or you go into Madrid and then from there you country hop and then you'll go to another country. Like then you'll go to like Greece for $29 or go to Dublin for $29. Once you're in a major, then you can country hop really low price. And then you just add the thing about Europe and the airlines, they're kind of doing similar to what US is doing on their airlines, where you have to pay for the luggage is separate and the seats are separate and the food is separate, but you get the base price and then you can add your upgrades, whatever you want to do.
So it's like it's the exact same as the US and Canada where you can just fly within Europe and go and do what you want to do. Just, okay, I want to fly. Oh my Lord.
Puppies.
Puppies are going crazy right now.
Firework time.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. You can hop Europe to your, like within Europe, hop in the US, Canada. I know something, there's an app within Canada that's that might be going under soon that allows within Canada flights for super cheap. They're going under. So maybe not within Canada anymore for like by the end of this year, which is going to impact me a little bit. But it's definitely something that, but take advantage of traveling in these cheap prices while you can before all these opportunities go away.
Right.
So, live life to the fullest and live in the moment.
Yes. And it's summertime. It's when everyone travels right now, all the way up until fall. So it's like peak traveling time. Yeah. So and it's
right now, apparently.
And we have the holiday. So the 4th, it's on Thursday. So most people will be off Friday and then they'll be home Saturday and Sunday or out or wherever they're going to be. But yes. Hopefully
having a fun time.
A busy week.
A busy, busy week calls for a busy, busy day in the market too.
Yeah, today was a really busy day in the market. So most, like, because it was the day yesterday, so a lot of people were off, but then coming back. And then people in the States were around, though. So coming back today, the market was pretty hot. Like, the market and the crypto market was hot. We had a lot of volume.
Super hot. A lot of volume, a lot of trades, a lot of, in terms of crypto stuff, there's a lot more chatter going on today.
Yes.
So that's a lot more people talking about projects, about the market, about upcoming. That defines chatter, just like any, like your day-to-day business talk. But within crypto, it's in like chats or groups.
It's kind of like the water cooler of Twitter.
It really is.
Huh? Yeah. So it's, when we have a lot of people talking on the social media, they're talking on Twitter or Telegram or in Discord, and there's a lot of people around, then we know there's going to be a lot of volume in the market, and that was going on today. So it's our analogy of a water cooler. Everybody's hanging around the water cooler. Everyone's back to work,
back on the grind.
Mm-hmm. Back to volume, and it's the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
So there's money coming in.
Money. Make sure you set aside your coffee money. And yes. And if you do plan on going into the markets, trade smart. Do not trade with everything that you make.
Right.
Always go in small.
Your discretionary money. Use their fun money. your
the fun coffee money.
Yeah. Which could turn into a vacation money if you make money.
It could. In the market, if you put in $10 or $5, you could, there's a potential to get a $150, $200 flight.
Right. You leverage it.
Possible.
Leverage and arbitrage, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you're trading meme coins, then one trade.
One trade, yeah. One trade can catch it. But do your own research. This is not financial advice. This is for educational purposes only. But yes. So yeah, the kind of returns that you see, like we have our normal savings and interest rates that return like 2 to 3% annually, maybe if somebody puts their money into a savings account. And then you go into the stock market. The stock market normally returns about an average of 12% annually over a period of time. You know, like 5 or 10 years, it'll average out about 12%. And then if you go into, let's see, futures and options, you could probably get, what, like a 20%, 30% return if you trade smart on those and you leverage those.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if you go into crypto, like if you go into Ethereum or Bitcoin, you can probably get, let's see, we were at 2200, 1600, what, 3 or 4 months ago? And now we're hovering at 3450.
Oh, yeah. We were down at around 28.
I think it was lower. It was closer to 1600 or 2000 for a bit. Remember, it had bottomed out and then came back.
That was around October 2023.
It was when we started talking. Yeah. And then, so we had a bounce back on that. So that's like double. In Ethereum, not in Bitcoin, though.
In Ethereum, yeah.
Yeah, in Ethereum. So, but meme coins has the highest return, but also the highest risk, the highest reward. So meme coins returning between 2x, which is double, to, I don't know, where are we at? 98,516x.
Yeah, in some place. Right. The numbers, sometimes they get too long to even remember, so.
Right. But that's also entering at a first ping market cap and then exiting at an all-time high. But we still teach, whenever you enter into any type of a trade, to make sure you de-risk on your initial amount when you're in fast plays. Basically, when you're day trading type of scenario, you're entering into a new launch. And so you're going to exit and de-risk on your initial amount and then let the rest in for profit, or pull out profit as you go along, or choose your risk amount. But when you're in utility projects, or you're in long-term holds, or you're in a stable coin, or you're in something that is more geared towards long-term, then you tend to hold because you don't have as much fluctuation and you don't have as much volatility, and it's more stable and it's more predictable, and you know it's going to last a little longer. It may have some fluctuations, but it usually comes back to center. So on those, you would tend to hold a lot longer, especially if it's offering utility or it's offering some advantage. But if you're entering into a meme coin and it's just a fast, quick play, a lot of them are holding above a million, 10 million market cap now, though, if they're good.
Yeah, which if they're good, that's a big if.
And they know what they're doing and they have a good team, then they tend to hold a lot higher and a lot longer. So that's positive. We've had a lot of bigger market caps lately.
Yeah, a lot of smarter people are entering the market and creating tokens. So it's providing a lot more opportunity for people to make money. Mm-hmm. But it's also making the market a lot safer, which is good.
Right. But we still have those ones that tend to go really fast. And
and then they'll go down really quick.
Right. So that's why you de-risk on those. And then we have a lot of people coming in, a lot of businesses trying to come over into crypto now and launch tokens. So they aren't that familiar with crypto yet. I mean, they know about it. They kind of have people telling them what's going on, and then they're trying to launch a token. So we have a lot of people, Web2, coming over, a lot of businesses trying to come over to get a better understanding and see what the market's doing.
Web2 celebrities, businesses, games, the every aspect of Web2 is slowly but surely diving and submerging in the Web3 ecosystem, making their debut.
Right. I mean, because you have a bigger market share, you're internationally based, you can trade at any hour, you can have the business running 24/7, basically, because you always have a market. So if you're bringing a business over from Web2 and you're bringing it into Web3, there's always something going on. Of course, it'll be during the most peak hours when everybody's online, but there's always somebody around.
We'll say usually, about 99% of the time, somebody's around.
Right.
Because there are those times where it's just quiet and no one's around.
Yeah.
There's more and more of them appearing, like those quiet hours. But I'm finding
like 4 a.m.
like 4 a.m. Jeet hours, oh Lord have mercy. Everyone goes quiet at around 4 a.m. That's about like when, like the middle between Asia waking up and in the U.S. going to sleep, because some people in the U.S. they're back 3 hours, so that's about 1 a.m. their time.
All right, Pacific Standard.
Pacific Standard Time, and that's like, okay, everyone's going to sleep. Asia wakes up in about an hour, hour and a half ish, and then it picks up again. But right. Until it picks up again, it's like dead. No volume, no chatter, nothing's really moving, or everything's going down because everyone's exiting before they go to bed.
Right.
Because no one wants to let their investments, especially in meme coins, sit overnight, because it's too volatile. It's too risky to go to sleep for 8 hours and wake up and oh, it went to zero.
Right. Unless you have a stop loss on it, which
is
something coming out in the future soon. It's
in the near future too, which is great.
Yeah.
And then like another thing that a lot of people do is they will, instead of setting stop losses, what they'll do is they'll be like, oh, I'm going to bed, I'm going to sell, but if it reaches this point, at this bottom, especially if it's like a stable coin, because they know that it's going to rebound back in the morning when everyone wakes up and they see value in it. If it dips overnight, they'll place bids at a lower value or expecting it to hit that value. And then when they wake up, they'll either be in or it might not have hit and it'll go back up because it's more of a stable. And I'd say that sleeping on your any like utility coins, your stable coins, is a safe bet.
Right.
Meme coins, not so much.
Right. Yeah. Meme coins is just a token that's funny and it has a meme associated with it. And so they're promoting the meme. It may be a new launch that just happened. And so they're trying to get it to go as high of a value as possible. But since it just launched, you don't know, it's not predictable on how it'll hold or not hold. But if it's something that has value and it's tied to an asset, like a real world asset, or it's tied to a utility, or it's tied to something else where you get value from the token by holding it, then those are a lot more stable. But something that is just fun and a meme coin will run really fast, unless it has a good community behind it and the community is pushing it out.
Yeah, I think community is a big part too. I think we've discussed that before about how big and important community is in terms of reach and bringing people in, and how Web2 entering Web3 now is a very, very big step and also a very big impact on how the market's been looking and been moving recently. Banks have been entering. As of recently, there was a big bank that entered too. ETH was on a downtrend, and then a European bank entered Ethereum, and Ethereum bounced right back up, and it's on a little bit more of a downtrend now. It's all playing out like almost perfectly, I'm gonna say, because
these banks probably been doing things on the sidelines, and once they got the go ahead, and they knew. Were able to get into the market and they started taking action on it.
100%. It's all about getting people to take action, stop getting them to sit on their hands, and then just doing it, because the more you sit, the more opportunities you miss, and no one wants that. You don't want to miss an opportunity and be like, oh, I could have bought it at 1600 and now it's at like 4 grand. Oh my God.
Still has room to move, but yes.
It does. ETH has a lot of room to move still. I think it's still fairly low valued considering that there's been a lot of talks as recently about an ETF. So still a lot of room to go up. The last time, I think when Bitcoin had its ETF, it kind of went a little up.
Right.
But it also had a little bit of a pullback when anticipation was starting to fall. There was a lot of back and forth with the Bitcoin ETF because it was the major cryptocurrency. So if that one failed, then everything else would not have passed.
Right.
It's very similar with Ethereum, but Ethereum is more of a mainstream for developers, builders, tech.
Has a lot more use on ETH and on BTC. BTC is more the...
BTC is like the cash.
Yeah.
And the Ethereum is your ecosystem for builders. It's where you go and spend your cash.
It's how you make things.
Exactly. It has the network capabilities for you to build things and the network capabilities for you to develop, which is what everyone's kind of looking for right now is what's the next tech? What can I do? What problems can I solve? Right.
Right.
And like you said last week, you're a big problem solver. You see, you have an issue, you see one and, I'm solving it. And you're able to solve it on Ethereum. And then you can implement it into the market. And it's something that I think a lot of people will start to notice is that, I'm like AI was, what was that? Like Grok and everything was Web3 first.
Yes.
Before it even got implemented onto Twitter or Web2. Well,
there were chatbots and AI out before Grok, but Grok became official with Twitter.
Exactly. Everything happens in the Web3 first in terms of tech. It's like their proof of concept. It's their POC.
Right. Yeah, they tested out big market, international market. So you get all different types to try everything out. And then it moves over into mainstream.
Mainstream Web2. And then you guys started seeing the all these chatbots come up on your favorite websites. Or like you go into like, I don't know, you go talk to your bank and you have a chatbot now. Which I found was kind of weird. I go into my bank and I'm typing in my bank information in a chatbot, an AI chatbot that's telling me, "Oh, this is due, this is," and I'm like, "Okay, so this AI is learning all of my banking information at this point." So, if I'm robbed in the future, like my bank account gets drained, then
it's I know the AI.
It's the bank AI.
Yeah,
I'm not scared. I love AI. I'm a bit biased awesome. Though.
Yeah, it's being used in like Expedia and Kayak and the travel sites too. They have little AIs. Like even GoDaddy has an AI now, and I don't know like the extent. I haven't tried out their AIs. It's just basically chatbots, and it'll generate stuff for you. But so does WhatsApp has an AI. Instagram has an AI now. Like in,
I've never seen the Instagram.
LinkedIn, AI. I heard LinkedIn has an AI too. I haven't looked at it yet.
Snapchat has an AI too.
Right, so it's basically trying to make you sound a little bit more creative and intelligent on messages when you want to message somebody, I guess. So like if you're having a conversation with somebody, you want to be creative. You throw it into the AI, and the AI will generate out something that sounds creative and entertaining when you're messaging somebody instead of, hey, what's up? Kind of funny.
Is there an AI response to how I can tell my dogs that the fireworks won't stop if they bark at them?
There might be. AI, what do I tell the puppies?
They're not happy. I need it.
You know, maybe if there might be an AI, and you know what would actually be super cool? If an AI could speak puppy. And like puppy. A language that dogs can understand. So you could be like, oh, I want to tell my dog that it's time to eat, but I want to be like a bark or something, and then they'll come.
There might be. I mean, you can program the AI to listen to different types of barks, you know, and then
it would interpret it,
and then it would. Based on what type of bark the dog is doing, it can replay it back and then see if the dog responds. So you're using a scientific method to see if it works or not, but you're downloading all the information into the AI, and then it's assimilating it and then sending it back out. So it's potential. It could happen.
I'm another bot.
Another bot to create.
That one would be very cool. I think a lot of it's like there's so many capabilities though. Like just right. That was off the top of my head. Like you could do absolutely anything with AI. Oh, I want AI to. It's actually already done. AI to control the lights in my house.
Yeah, that's done.
That's yes. done. Yes. I want AI to control
temperature,
blinds. I want it to. Right. I want that's AI done. To wake up for when I wake up. The AI to tell me everything that's gone on today while I was. That's gone on.
At oh the yeah, night it can do. It can do a summary of the news and summary of a conversation. It can summarize a conversation. Like it can take a conversation that's in voice memo and then summarize it for you and tell you what it said in text format.
You might know this one. Can AIs already respond to people with your tone of voice, like basically mimic you, but responding to like text messages, to emails? Like if you get an email, it can respond to that email exactly how you would.
Yeah. So I don't think that they've developed it, but we've built it out already. I don't think it's been implemented in like Gmail or Yahoo or anything. I know that like Gmail and Yahoo has an AI in it, but it's just, it's not with a personality. It's just basically like summarizing and responding intelligently on an email, like a professional email, but it doesn't have the personality attached to it. So the AIs that we built out, like the one that has my personality and it has other personalities on it, but the other one has my voice on it and responds. So it'll respond to a text. It will respond to a voice message. It'll respond to a picture. And then it will respond as if a human responded to it and then analyze the picture and the information on it and then have a conversation back based off of that. But also incorporate the personality of who of the AI that's built into it. So whatever that personality type is, it'll respond in that slang and that language of that personality. Because if you go across the world, everybody has their own kind of slang and the way that they talk and their keywords that they use and also their tone of voice on how they speak. So it will utilize the tone of voice, the slang, the personality, and the type of response based off of what that person would have done. And it'll respond to photos, text, and voice messages, and then respond in either a text, a photo, or a voice message, depending on how you want it to respond.
I've listened and tested the one that's of your voice, which scares me because I talk to you every day now, and it sounds almost exactly like you. Which okay. it is very scary to think
and
about.
It has my personality too. So.
It does. Which it'll spook a lot of people out when they're starting to get text messages and voice messages or sometimes now even calls from AIs that sound exactly like people.
Right. Like, and they're doing,
you're trying to reach out to.
They're doing it off of famous people now too. So that's kind of a concern. And they have AIs that can sing. So it can take some words and then sing with that person's voice.
Okay. That's a little bit scary.
But we have another layer coming out soon too, which we can't disclose because somebody else will come and build it out. I mean, we already had enough tech taken. So something else is evolving above what all these AIs that we've already built out. So we have another layer coming out next.
Yep. Another layer coming out very, very soon.
Yeah. So when it's built and it's being beta tested, then we'll go ahead and talk about it. But right now, something else is coming. Something big is coming. So
I think it's one of the biggest and most... I'm biased. One of the biggest developments in terms of... Actually, no, I'm not even going to say anything. I think I'd give away too much even by just describing it.
Probably.
Like I can't describe it without even giving the slightest hint. So
right.
You know what? I'm gonna leave that one on a cliffhanger.
we'll have another conversation when it's out in beta and people are trying it out, and then we'll talk about it on the show. But right now it's being built. So
yeah.
Yes.
There's a big one coming very shortly. That within this month.
Oh yeah. So we have other things coming out too.
Yeah.
So we have right now we have trading platforms like us. Most people are familiar with stock TA and bonds, options, future that predict on where to enter and exit on a trade. But we have it built out on ETH for meme coins. So it predicts where to enter into a trade and then where to exit on a trade based off the system and strategy. And then we also have it on Base. And Base, they've tested it out. It's been built out for 90 to 120 days now with backtests and historicals and all the documents. That's coming out to the public right now in the next 2 weeks. So Base is going to be able to be utilized for the public. And then we have another big thing coming out that if you're in our chats or in our Telegram or one of the holders, you know what's coming out next, but we're not going to announce it yet. But it's something that's game-changing. It's trade-changing. It's investment-changing, life-changing, basically. So that's coming out within the next 30 days. That's related to finance and trading and all that fun stuff.
I was hoping I wouldn't need to jump in, and I didn't need to.
The puppies will jump in.
The puppies will 100% jump in. You don't have to ask them. They'll start barking whenever you ask them to.
All right. Maybe they're trained AIs. No, just kidding.
No.
You can't replace puppy dogs. They're loves.
Pets. You can't replace them. Companions for life.
You cannot. But we have a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of fun things. It's summertime. It's 4th of July. It's everything's big week this week for travel for everybody. Big week to see family and friends and have fun and eat barbecue and watch the fireworks and listen to the puppies bark. Lots of fun things coming on this week for everybody. So
oh yeah, a lot.
And it's summertime, so a lot of people are on vacation or taking breaks from work, or people are out of school and going to the beach and spending time with their friends. So lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. I'd say this is probably one of the most hectic weeks that's going to occur this year. One of.
Yeah. It's a good week though.
Depending on where you are in the world, it's a great week.
And it's already halfway through the year of 2024. Crazy.
I honestly would not have ever thought like the time would fly this fast. Right. It feels like just yesterday we started.
Right. Yeah, we've been on the talk show for quite a while too.
A few months now.
February, maybe 5 months or so. It's been a while.
Oh my. Time flies. The market keeps moving up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, AI Signal's been around officially since October of last year, but it was built out May of last year. And then Base has been built out since March of this year. So that's 4 months. So time is going by fast. Right.
Oh my gosh. I think the more we talk on here, the more I think going back and like listening to like because I went back and listened to our first episode.
Oh no. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's an eye opener for sure.
Oh no, sure. Delete it.
We've come a long way. I think we've shared an absolute boatload of information.
Right.
And even me myself going back, it's like oh shoot. Okay. I kind of forgot this.
Right. So, well, yeah, we've taught people how to trade over the months and how to start a wallet, how to de-risk, all the different types of trading, slang in crypto, what Web3 is about, how to start businesses in Web3 and AI, all the opportunities in AI. And I'm seeing a lot of things evolve since then, too. A lot of things have been evolved since then, like in the market, in Web 2, Web 3, how the marketplace has changed, how much crypto has changed, these ETFs, and now people are able to purchase crypto with their stockbroker, you know, with their finance person, versus having to just go into MetaMask or something to buy, or Coinbase. Now they can just buy it normally. People can go buy crypto at ATMs. You can put $20 in on ATM and get a QR code and have crypto in a wallet now. I mean, that's been a while, because when I was in Europe, they had that too. They have those ATMs in Vegas too for crypto. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of things, a lot of, and the technology is just snowballing, AI snowballing, a lot of new tech coming out, a lot of opportunity, investments, things going on. So,
yeah, I guess everyone say keep your ears open for investment opportunities. This is the time to start looking. There's a lot of stuff that's popping up, a lot of opportunities that'll present themselves, and you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So, like my mentor said, and he's been telling me, don't miss out on an opportunity. You may think lightly of it now, but in the future, there's always the possibility that that opportunity that you missed out on, or that you decided to skip out on, could have been the one opportunity that took you from living. This is an example, personal example, living with your parents to living in a penthouse. And that's probably the biggest advice I'd give. Just take every single opportunity, and do not second guess it. Just take it and think about it deeply, like analyze it. And if at the end of the day you say, you know what, it's not for me, I don't fit with it, okay, cool. But
another one will always come along too. So
there's always more opportunities. One passes by and then another 10 will show up.
Right. And we're coming in. I mean, we're in a new wave of technology. So this is a new era of technology, and there's a lot of things coming up and a lot of things to try out, and it's going to be life-changing, basically.
Life-changing opportunities are around the corner. I like that.
And life-changing technology, too. Right. The technology from now until 3 months from now can be so different, just based on what's been happening recently.
Knowing you and knowing what you're capable of, I can already tell you that tech in 2 months, by the end of this month, will be revolutionary.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. A lot of fun things, too.
Yeah.
So, everyone have a wonderful 4th of July. Have a happy holiday. Hang out with your friends and your family. Eat some barbecue. Have fun. Have safe travels. Stay safe. In good weather.
Get
your travel insurance if you need. Stay safe when you're traveling. Have a blast. But wishing everybody a happy holiday and 4th of July.
Yep. Enjoy, everybody. Take it safe. Have a good time. Not too good of a time. Don't get hurt.
Stay safe.
And create memories and stories.
That's right. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.